Welcome to Midlife Mojo, the podcast all about how to be fit and flourish in your 50s with me, your host with over 25 years of experience in the health, fitness, and wellness industry, Lisa Dupree. We'll be talking about all the things that support living life to the fullest. Let's dive in. Hello, hello. So today I wanted to dive right in and talk about what happens when you encounter a true challenge or a setback that just forces you to veer off course when you're working toward something. So what I'm talking about is something that not only tests your motivation, but it potentially just shakes your confidence in your ability to follow through at all. And I want to talk about it because it's precisely what I found myself dealing with recently. In my last episode, I committed to an 8-week fitness nutrition challenge that started on February 1st. And I was really fired up and everything was going well those first couple of weeks. But then I got knocked down literally by a severe bout of bronchitis that stuck around for over a month. I'm still kind of dealing with it a little bit. But it was pretty severe, and suddenly like new routines were disrupted and I had to stop working out completely, and I just felt my momentum really slipping away. So it's moments like these that it's really easy for self-doubt and limiting beliefs to creep in. Thoughts like, you know, I don't have what it takes to keep this up, or this is just too hard, maybe I should quit, started swirling around in my head. And the frustration of not seeing the progress I had hoped for after doing this challenge of working out and eating a specific meal plan, it was a high protein meal plan for like a couple of weeks, even like 2 or 3 weeks, it was testing my commitment. So despite feeling frustrated and doubting myself at times during this setback, I am really grateful that I implemented a simple tool that helped me stay motivated. And it was a consistency calendar. So I started out on day one of this challenge, marking off each day of the calendar, circling the days in yellow that I stuck to my meal plan and putting a blue check mark on days that I completed my workouts. So it seemed like a small thing, but it was on the refrigerator. I saw it every day, multiple times a day, every time I went into the kitchen. But really being able to visually see my effort in those first couple of weeks really paid off when I started to get derailed by being sick. So when I was stuck at home feeling lousy and unable to exercise, I really valued looking back on all those dot marks that, you know, the circles and the check marks. And it reminded me, like, hey, I was really making progress and taking consistent action. This is just a temporary detour. And this perspective helped me avoid falling into a really negative and defeatist mindset. But I mean, I'm going to be real with you. The negative self-talk did start creeping in after a couple weeks of being sick. Things like, I am so going to fail this challenge. I mean, as if I could fail it. It's something I'm doing voluntarily. It's, nobody's grading me, but yeah, like this was going through my head. I'm going to fail this. And then the thing that I think kind of like really hit home, at some point I was saying to myself, like, maybe I'm just too old to really change at this point. And I had to catch myself. I had to really like pause and reframe those thoughts with compassion and a different perspective. Instead of judging and doubting myself, like, this is what I said to myself. I said, Lisa, you're doing the best you can while you're also prioritizing your health and getting well right now. Give yourself a break and just focus on one step at a time. What's the next thing that you can do? And I think one of the most important things about that was recognizing that perfection was impossible. Like, even on the best of times, like, perfection is like a lot of times it's unattainable, because no matter how well we do something or like how perfect we think we've done it, like, there's always that little thing in the back of your mind going, could I have done it? Could I have given it more? Did I give it everything I had? So recognizing perfection wasn't the goal, and that it didn't mean that I had failed. So while I couldn't follow my original routines, I looked for other ways to productively move forward. For example, I really committed to sticking to my meal plan as much as possible, especially when I had the energy to cook. And on the days when I didn't have the energy, I just didn't feel like it, I gave myself permission to keep things really simple rather than going off the rails completely. So having a simple set of meals that I could prep by batch cooking on one day and then eat on for the next like 2 or 3 days was surprisingly effective for me to stay on track with eating. It took the guesswork out of it, and plus it didn't take as much energy. I also made a point to just lightly move my body when I started feeling better. So things like taking short walks, just getting outside, doing a little bit of movement, doing some stretching, things like that when I was feeling up for it. Was it my intended workout routine? Definitely not. But it was better than just being completely sedentary, and it helped me feel like I was still honoring my commitment to myself in whatever way was possible for me in that moment and at the present time. So I realized the main thing here was embracing this mindset of continuing to take imperfect action. And I've talked about this before on a couple of previous podcasts, and I think it's so important to just like give yourself the permission to take imperfect action versus going into like avoidance mode and throwing in the towel when you can't go by whatever you planned. Things don't go to plan, or you can't do it to the level that you had planned on doing. By adjusting my approach while still doing what I could, it really allowed me to restart my full workout routines when I recovered without feeling like I was starting from scratch and kind of, you know, I lost all momentum. Because at the end of the day, sustainable change doesn't come from an all or nothing perfectionist mindset. It doesn't. Sustainable change doesn't happen with this perfectionist mindset. It comes from being consistent overall while giving yourself grace during the hard moments. And that's how you stay motivated for the long haul. And that's how you make real transformational change and accomplish these big goals. Another thing that really helped me a lot was that I had underestimated like having a support network and community and how important that is. But when I committed to this challenge, I realized I was going to need support, and I was looking like, who is really going to be the support for me? Who do I need to get on board with this to help hold me accountable and to kind of help me through some of these difficult things? And I had to have a serious conversation with my significant other, and he is amazingly supportive. But we really had to sit down and we talked about what the 8 weeks entailed and what it was going to take for me to feel successful. And me being clear on that and asking for the support I needed was key. And it's because the big things that I really needed, I felt to be successful, was eating at home for almost all my meals instead of eating out 2-3 times a week, and not having any alcohol because I needed to get all of my energy and all of my nutrients from food and nutritious food. And alcohol doesn't help with, you know, energy or getting your nutrients in. So I was worried about this because going out to eat after work and having a cocktail were ways that we connected. And this is how my significant other and I were able to enjoy each other's company and really talk. And so we talked about alternatives and decided on options that would work for both of us. So when I was having a hard time and I didn't want to sit down and eat the meal that we made, he was there. He had my back. So being clear and getting support from those that are closest to you is very, very helpful. Or on the flip side of that, if you go that route and they aren't going to get on board with you and give you the support that you need, knowing that from the outset can help you plan accordingly. And yeah, that's a big topic. Probably I could dive into that. I probably should do another episode on that as well. So the other thing with community was there was a group of women going through this challenge together, and the women in this group were amazing. They shared like struggles. We shared wins each week. And everybody in the group was just really so supportive and positive that it was really uplifting and inspiring just to be able to interact with them. And it was the best thing ever to be part of a group like this for real, authentic support and accountability that made an impact. Because when women support each other, incredible things happen. And it's a beautiful thing. So I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of people. And I've never met these people in real life, but they were like huge. I looked forward to seeing what they were posting in this community group. Melissa, Heidi, Wendy, and Jenny. So yeah, thank y'all. That was awesome. So I'm excited to be able to tell you that the challenge wrapped up at the end of March. Yeah, at the end of March. And I was able to finish strong. I'm definitely stronger and leaner. I can lift a lot heavier in my workouts. I have a lot more stamina. I have a lot more endurance. I have more energy just in general. And I actually lost 2.5% body fat. And I was eating a good bit of food. It was all delicious. I did not feel deprived at all. Yeah, so I'm going to keep going with that. It's a challenge and I'm going to stay with it. So if you're currently facing a challenge or a setback in your own life, maybe it could be from an injury or work stress, family responsibilities, things pulling you in just a ton of different directions, and you've stalled or put your New Year's resolutions or other big goals on pause, instead of beating yourself up over perceived failures or lack of progress, pause, take a step back, reflect on how far you've already come and the work that you've already put in, and really authentically give yourself credit for every step that you've already taken, no matter how small it is. Give yourself credit for even the small things. Because those small things add up over time. It's a cumulative effect. Big goals don't happen overnight. Transformational big change doesn't happen like flipping your light switch on. So give yourself that credit. And then explore what adjustments you could make to keep chipping away at, you know, progress, even if it means temporary pivots from your ideal routine. And that could look like breaking up your workouts into shorter sessions throughout a day, which I had to do because when I was recovering, I just couldn't do the whole thing. So breaking up your workouts, making it work for you for whatever's going on at the moment for you. It could be meal prepping, like do that batch cooking, making sure you have simple nutrient-dense dishes that don't require a lot of prep time and not a lot of effort, but that you really enjoy and you like. And then the last thing, seek out that positive support from like-minded people and find effective accountability partners that are going to inspire you to keep going and inspire you to take that imperfect action instead of shaming and blaming you if you're not living up to either their expectations or your expectations. Imperfect action and inspiration. Because again, lasting change is always imperfect. Like embrace the imperfection. It's about embracing the journey as well and the process of change, not just fixating on the final desired outcome. So keep putting one foot in front of the other, make adjustments when needed, extend yourself the compassion and grace that you so deserve when obstacles emerge. You've got this. Until next time, get out there and keep your mojo rising.
If this episode has been helpful to you, I'd love to hear from you. If there's a topic you'd like to hear more about, send it my way. Email me at lisa@lisadupreecoaching.com or connect with me on Instagram @lisadupreecoaching. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.